Lamar Die Hard, and you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. This evening, we're talking about spousal maintenance in South Africa, mainly because whenever we talk about spousal maintenance, the assumption has always been women. Yeah, bafati that need to be taken care of even after a separation. But hey, the truth is, even men are now filing for spousal maintenance. Men are now standing up for their rights in marriage and even after the marriage has ended. With the question of the evening being, as a man, would you file for spousal maintenance from your ex-wife? And if not, mhlambe even add, because why not? Why wouldn't you? But this conversation is definitely going to be one that is an eye-opener for you as a woman as well. Mangabe you want to settle down, to say, hey, don't just assume because you're a woman you're going to walk out of there protected by the law. Nebandwana, you'll be in for a surprise. You'll be in for a surprise. Men now know, because no, it's not just about women and children. If I am used to a certain lifestyle, ngobangfaganga medical aid, uma sihlukana. I'm not doing as well as you are. We must maintain that. So now in South Africa, spousal maintenance refers to financial support one spouse may be required to provide to the other after divorce or separation, with the court having the discretion to make such an order. This support is not automatically granted, and the spouse seeking it must demonstrate their entitlement. The court considers various factors, including the financial needs of each party, their earning capacities, the duration of the marriage, and the standard of living prior to the divorce. So that is where, or what you need to understand about spousal maintenance. But do let me know on the station's Facebook page, which is Rise FM 943. Because as a man, would you file for spousal maintenance from your ex-wife? And I'll be getting into key aspects of spousal maintenance in South Africa in a moment. But for it's Pumalanga Space Music and Rise FM with Mariah Carey. We belong together, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. We're talking spousal maintenance, with the question of the evening being, as a man, would you file for spousal maintenance from your ex-wife? If not, please do say, why not? But we are getting into the key aspects of spousal maintenance in South Africa. Now, discretionary nature. The court has discretion to order maintenance, and there is no inherent right to it. So the court decides whether they should be granted spousal maintenance or not. And the factors considered, the court considers factors like financial needs, earning capacities, duration of marriage, standard of living, and the conduct of the parties. Then there's purpose. The aim of spousal maintenance is to help the recipient spouse maintain a similar standard of living as during the marriage, especially if they are unable to support themselves. Now, agreement versus court order. Maintenance can be agreed upon in a settlement agreement or ordered by the court if no agreement exists. Duration. Maintenance may be ordered for a specific period, rehabilitative maintenance, or until the death or remarriage of the recipient spouse. So you see now that the period of the spousal maintenance is decided upon depending on those factors. Is this to help them bounce back? Is this going to be spousal maintenance that will be paid to them up until they marry someone else, which means if they don't, they continue to receive it, or until Ishai, with a maintainer? Well, depending on what they do for a living, of course. Now, gender neutral. South African law takes a gender neutral approach, meaning either spouse can be ordered to pay maintenance. You see why? This one, ladies, is very important for us to be aware of, because we've always assumed that no, favors women and children. We don't need to worry about men, because either way, if he messes up, I'm the one who's going to no. If he is self-employed, and you are the one who has a job, a stable one, and a Gunema pension fund involved, you might need to sit down and think about it. We need to take marriage seriously. We really, really do. I feel like we are obsessed with just, people knowing that we are married, being called Bo Mrs. Banban, that we don't think ahead to uma ngabe this person so qala uba netinginga in whatever their hustle is, and during that period we decide because we are also going through it, I'm filing for divorce, athi no akunankinga but udong maintain
utowenda njani.
Think about it, but I'm going to be getting into comments just to hear from my gentle brothers. Yes, and my stats to see who's buying gaki that actually would file for spousal maintenance. That's my stats. Yeah, so it's Raz FM with the Dave's Mirror and Lady, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, which, as a man, would you file for spousal maintenance from your ex-wife? And this is what you had to say. Loving yourself, Utsi, greetings to you, Fezile, and the listeners. No, I wouldn't do that. For what exactly? Because we both separated from each other, so what else would she want from me? George Ramasenya Uts, yes, because I am her dependent. She's legally responsible to maintain me in terms of Pension Fund Act of 1956 as amended. I will prepare this Coco Sam. When I will prepare it, you are with me. Porto La Fitri Porto Utsi never Pendulo Keke Grayson Utsola Fezile. If Emegash et Malin yes ngagwenda logo. Austin Power Utsi no for what je. Ino prong when Yama Junior Utsi never lawyer angimfuna ngane gimi. MG Mkatwa, uti no ways. Uncle Boo, uti no ways. Not as a man with his masculinity. If it's dying, I'd rather die like a man because it's culturally degrading as a man. It really is a tough one in an African context because I feel, uti, also being judged by family and. To say how. Selhlukene, usafuna uyang understand. But the truth is, we cannot judge because if you need help, you need help. Plato's related to Eunice, yeah, if I'm in need and she's in a position to provide, women ought to understand that equality is a two-way street. And it's a lesson to us women as well in 2025, because you need to stop thinking that marriage is about a women and children. It's not a come up. If you are still walking into marriage nale mentality yokuthi yeah indoda itonga khelingendele inini and then I'm going to walk away, life is unpredictable. Kungenzeka ukuthi you have a 9-to-5 job and he's the hustler. Right now he's doing okay. He's in a position where he can build that house for you, buy that car for you, etc. Bese some years down the line in the marriage, he starts experiencing challenges. Ah, wena. But you still have a 9-to-5. You still have a pension fund yakho intact. What do you think is going to happen? No mungu atu ya balega wena to protect you and the children so that you can start a new life with another man. He invested in you when he was doing okay. He can file for spousal just for control to say, no, wanga tenditleva lo. Leskatsimeli kona and we were flying to and fro. It was nice. Now that she needs to take care of me financially because the business is not doing well, she's filing for divorce. No, Lala, you're going to take care of me whether you stay or move on. So be careful, oh. It's not just about us in this marriage game. Men must also be taken care of.